how to respond with truth, grace, and practical wisdom? After listening well, the addiction recovery chaplain must learn how to respond. A good response combines truth, grace, and practical wisdom. Truth means we do not pretend addiction is harmless. We do not excuse lying, relapse, manipulation, broken trust, unsafe behavior, or spiritual avoidance. We do not tell people that love means no accountability. Recovery involves honesty, repentance, responsibility, and support. Grace means we do not crush people with the truth. We remember that the recovering person is more than a relapse, more than a drug of choice, more than a court record, more than a family failure, and more than a painful story. Grace does not remove responsibility. Grace makes responsibility possible without despair. Practical wisdom means we know our role. The chaplain can offer spiritual care, prayer by permission, scripture with consent, encouragement, and connection to healthy support. The chaplain does not become the therapist, sponsor, treatment provider, case manager, emergency responder, or secret rescuer. A wise response might begin with simple reflection. I hear that you are scared and tired. Then a careful question, what support do you already have tonight? Then role clarity. I am glad to pray with you, but I also want you to contact your sponsor or recovery leader. Then permission. Would it be helpful if we ask God for courage to take the next right step? When responding, avoid vague spiritual slogans. Saying God has a plan may be true, but it may not be the right first sentence to someone in shame, craving, or fear. Better responses are concrete and caring. You do not have to face tonight alone. Let's think about your safest next step. Who is part of your recovery circle? This sounds bigger than one conversation. Let's connect you with the right help. Sometimes truth requires a boundary. I cannot give you money, but I can help you think about who to call. I cannot keep this secret if your life is in danger. I cannot replace your sponsor, but I will encourage you to be honest with them. I can meet in a safe public setting, but not privately in a way that creates confusion. Practical wisdom also respects the parish. A recovery home, church group, treatment setting, soul center, or informal community setting may each have different rules and permissions. The chaplain does not override them. The goal is not to sound impressive. The goal is to be faithful, steady, and useful. Truth without grace can shame. Grace without truth can enable. Practical wisdom helps the chaplain serve with both. In addiction recovery chaplaincy, a wise response protects dignity, encourages responsibility, honors support structures, and points the person toward hope in Christ.